Welcome to Passion Tide. So very much like Advent, there's a tonal shift that occurs in Lent. So in Advent, that happened around December 17th, where we stopped focusing on the second coming, and we made an immediate preparation for the first coming. Now, in Lent, we're less focused on the preparation of our own hearts from getting rid of all of our vices and all those things, to a more immediate preparation for the very purpose of why we are here. You see, Lent is not merely this time where we look upon ourselves and we say, yeah, I'm actually quite vicious. I have all of these different vices that are building up upon me. I'm going to do my best to work with the Lord to get rid of them. As good as that is, that's not the whole purpose. The purpose is actually starting today, in a way. The purpose is to understand that today our Lord announces he goes to his death. That is the whole purpose. That is the some reason why we are here. So, we're introduced to this by means of the prophet Jeremiah. And he speaks of covenant. He speaks of establishing a new covenant. Or rather, the Lord through him does. But an interesting thing about covenants are not merely contracts. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's not what that is. Covenants are unitings of families. That's what a covenant is. That's why marriage is a covenant. Interesting thing about covenants, though, is that they are always sealed in blood. You do not have a covenant, either old or new, that is not sealed first in blood. Think about the covenant with Abraham, sealed in the blood of circumcision. The covenant of Moses. Obviously, we have the sacrifices of the temple. Yes, the grain, the wine, and the oil, but specifically the animal sacrifices. Bulls, oxen, goats, sheep. And these were not merely just, we're going to go to the slaughterhouse and have some barbecue. No, especially for a sin offering, the person would take the animal, lay their hands upon its head, and meditate upon their sins, thereby transferring it upon this goat. And the goat would then be slaughtered and burnt whole. It took that person's place. That was the establishment of the covenant of Moses, sealed in the blood of the sacrifices, specifically in the Passover lamb. Now the Lord says, I'm going to establish a new covenant, a new matrimonial bond. And this bond will not be written on stone tablets, nor will it be instituting a law that is impossible to fulfill. The old law was given as a way to humiliate us, to create humility within us. Why? Because we can't fulfill it. The new law will be written upon the hearts of those that believe. It will be a spirit of adoption, and indeed it will be sealed with blood. It will be sealed with the blood of the Son of God. So now we come to the gospel. And this is the moment where our Lord begins to reveal why he's here. And what's the ignition point, so to speak, of why he's here? Well, it's the Greeks. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but Greeks are not Jews. Meaning, they're pagan. They're Gentile. They're outside of the covenant. And yet these people are so fascinated by the very person of Jesus Christ, they beg his apostles to see him. Philip, we want to see Jesus. So Philip goes to Andrew, Andrew and Philip go to Jesus, and he announces, the hour has come. The great and lofty hour of my sacrifice begins. Because if a grain of wheat does fall on the ground, it remains simply a grain of wheat. But if it falls to the ground and dies, then a rich harvest can be produced. So he says, I must be lifted up. I must draw all to myself. I must pay the debt that was established when the first sin was invoked. From his very incarnation as a zygote, as a little child in his mother's womb, upon his nativity, with the sufferings of humanity with him, fully God, fully man, able to feel the cold of the night, able to feel hunger and thirst, and yearning for the embrace, the warm embrace of his mother. Through 30 years of ignominy and being unknown, simply working. 3 years of public ministry where he preached, where he worked miracles, where he exorcised demons. You see, this wasn't the reason why he was there. That was just preparatory. All 33 years were just preparatory. To what end? To prepare and awaken the heart for what he is about to do. Namely, I go, so that way by means of you scourging me, your sins can be implanted in my flesh. That your sins would carve out the very wood of the cross I will be crucified upon. That your sins will be the blows that allow the nails to flow through my hands. That your sins will pierce my heart. And it will lead to his glory. You see, actually, Jesus wants to see us in our sinfulness. Because then we're able to show him, I need you. I yearn for you. I want you. So, he says, Father, save me from this hour. It was for this very reason I came. This is the whole point. And this is the tonal shift in Lent. No longer is it focused on us. In fact, it should have never been focused upon us. It's focused on him, creating space for him to dwell. So what is our response? That lovely little O word that we rather not listen to, obedience. But it's not an obedience whereby we're made slaves. In fact, actually, obedience is one of the highest gifts that we can make. Why? It's the gift of our very will. It's the thing that's most dear to us. When everything is stripped away, fire comes and destroys your home, your car is gone, bank account goes to zero, you still have your will. What obedience does is it makes that little offering. I can't repay what he has done, but I can make some sort of gift of myself by means of saying, I will be obedient in love to you. And you see, that is what establishes the spirit of adoption. Being obedient to the moment that we were baptized and obedient to the identity we received as beloved sons and daughters. Because the fact is, if we are not obedient to God, we are not his sons and daughters. We are sons and daughters of the father of lies and of the father of rebellion, Satan. It all comes down to obedience to his will. Some of you may know that I was on an 8-day silent retreat recently, and that was the sum total of the entirety of the retreat. Well, it's just the Lord inviting me back into deep obedience to his will. You see, this is what actually frees us. And it makes us whole. So today, if your faith makes you so ready, your participation, remember when I say in the Mass, pray, brethren, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father? That's because you actually sacrifice something. You're supposed to put something upon this altar. So I invite you, if your faith makes you so ready, that you recommit yourself to the obedience to the will of God by means of placing it upon this altar. And just like our Lord, who offered up his obedience to the Father, allowed himself to become who he was made to be, the incarnate Son of God, you and I will be formed into who we are made to be. So indeed, Passion Tide has begun. The reflection of the obedience of the Son of God is now upon us. What are we going to say? Father, save us from this hour? No. It was for this very hour, this very moment, that we have come. Praise to be Jesus Christ.